The state of Montana is holding a special election today. This as news broke last night that the Republican candidate in that race, Greg Gianforte, is being charged with assaulting a reporter. The race has captured national attention, and it's seen as a litmus test for the political climate in the first months of the Trump presidency. Some of that national attention has come from Vermont's own Senator Bernie Sanders. He traveled to Montana last weekend as part of his ongoing efforts to transform the National Democratic Party. BPR's Bob Kinzel has more.
As Sanders crisscrosses the country to support state and national Democratic candidates, he continues to enjoy the political rock star status that he earned in the recent Democratic presidential campaign. Rob Quist is the Democratic House candidate in Montana. He's never run for office before and has spent much of his career as a banjo-playing folk singer. Quist told a sold-out crowd in Billings last weekend that he's thrilled to have Sanders campaigning with him.
There is a visitor we have from Vermont tonight. It is my great honor to introduce to you the most popular politician in America, Senator Bernie Sanders.
As Sanders took the stage, a voice from the crowd yelled, "We love you, Bernie," and Sanders responded,
"Love you too."
Sanders' speech highlighted many of the issues he raised as a presidential candidate, and these are issues that he now wants the National Democratic Party to adopt.
If we have the courage to take on the greed of the billionaire class who want more and more and more, if we stand together and if we are prepared to take them on, there is nothing we cannot accomplish together.
Sanders also told the crowd that he thinks the problems of Washington, D.C. predate the election of President Trump.
What I'm talking about is that the status quo in Washington is not working. And it has not been working for decades.
The event in Billings was sold out, and several hundred people gathered in a nearby parking lot to discuss their support for the Quist campaign. Sanders emerged and, using a makeshift audio system, told the crowd that voter turnout would be the key to this race.
The eyes of America, and in fact a lot of the world, are on this beautiful state this week. With a candidate who stands for the working people of this state and this country, is it possible to take on the billionaire class? And the answer rests with you.
Retired Middlebury College political science professor Eric Davis says Sanders and other Democrats are trying to frame this race as a referendum on President Trump.
Making the argument that if you want to send a message about the Trump administration, voting for the Democratic candidate in this race is one way to do it.
Davis thinks Sanders' message could be effective in a state like Montana because Sanders won the state's presidential primary in June of 2016.
I think some of the same political skills that he's honed, appealing to rural voters in the Northeast Kingdom and other parts of Vermont, are working for him in speaking to more rural audiences in Montana as well.
Davis notes that there are roughly two dozen House districts that voted for Hillary Clinton and elected a Republican House member. He thinks Sanders will target these districts next year.
Identify winnable seats and then try and recruit candidates who are progressives who also have a good chance of victory in those districts and can raise enough money to go up against what will be well-funded Republican candidates.
Sanders will continue his push to elect Democratic candidates in a special House election in Georgia next month. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.